questions that you have.
The next talk
is from MRQ, from the CCC Aachen. He does many things with computers and electronics, and he is working on signal processing as a professional. And today he will show us simple methods for text embedding.
Hi everyone. Hi. Today I'm talking about text embeddings and how to use it. First, I am not a professional on this area, in machine learning area, but I'm working on signal processing and my day job. And the nice thing is that so it's easy to use techniques from signal processing to, on text as well. And that's the big difference compared to what you usually know at machine learning. What usually you think of what the big names do, like GPT or DALI, where you generate output that looks nice for human beings. But in this case, the computer doesn't understand what goes in, what it does, and what comes out. And difference to that, text embeddings is producing an output, like shown here in the last row here, creating an output, a vector of numbers. This is something computers can handle, a representation of the input text. You can do computations on that, or the computer can do it. And if you expect, well, I'm more the compiler person, I'd like to have a syntax tree as the output instead of these numbers, then let's say this graph-based approach, they tried in the 70s in artificial intelligence, something historical, and it turns out this didn't work because it can't cope with ambiguities and natural language. So first of all, a couple of terms here. Maybe you know it's from university. Vector space is in general a space.
Zahlenkörper.
A way can do addition and scaling.
Raums dividieren kann.
So it's not even necessary to do a division on that one. Coordinates is the representation of a vector by a sequence of numbers. Each vector can be represented by a sequence of numbers. Dimensions is the degrees of freedom. In a simplified way, it's the number of dimensions in a dimension, but there are vector spaces with an infinite numbers of dimensions.
Anschaulich auf einer Zeichenebene
dargestellt. It's made not impossible to show a vector space in a visual way. For example, currents and the voltages in electricity can also be represented as a vector space. Embeddings, term from machine learning, is a dense vector space with a relatively low number of dimensions. Relatively low number because often in machine learning you're working with vector spaces of thousands or ten thousands of elements here. Text encoding is the projection of a text into the vector space, but quite often I'm probably going to use the term text embedding instead of encoding here because most people are using that one in practice. So artificial neural networks only takes vectors of a fixed length as input, but text usually you enter in a sequential way, symbol by symbol. If you put it into an ASCII sequence, that's not very well suited for this purpose, because you can't compute on ASCII. Even a small difference in the ASCII value could mean a large change in meaning in a text. And so one solution here is what we call tokenizing. So from word fragments, you project to numbers. So something like a few 10,000 possible tokens here in the vocabulary.
Hot encoding.
And what we do is there we do one hot encoding, meaning this about 10,000 code tokens we project into a vector with dimension of 10,000, which is zero everywhere except for the one position that represents this specific token here. So that's what we use when we use text representation in general. But if you want to make use of that, we are going to embeddings instead. One of the first algorithms there was word embeddings, or in particular word-to-vec, the reference implementation here. So we have a fixed vocabulary here. A few hundred dimensions and project into that. And next one would be sentence embedding. That would map a full sentences into single vectors. Also, machine learning is very much in flow. So you could say is it a topic? If I spend some years on that, won't it be outdated in like a year or two? And I would say no. So first of all, we have a very clear API here. You have a function that takes string and returns vector here. And even if at some point I would switch from some open source library, some open source directories that I'm going to present here to something commercially available, some larger, it will have the same API here.
Dann
string in, vector out.
Und dahinter ist dann auch, oder eine Folge ist, man
what it also means is that you can map foreign representations, other representations via linear translations into that. So if you have some large embedding, you can continue with different encoding as well. And with those text-to-image systems, we found out that these natural language processing step is very, very important here. So this is a quote from a paper.
Large text models, for example, T5,
large text models, for example, T5, pre-trained on text-only corpora, are surprisingly effective at encoding text for image synthesis.
And text verstanden haben, also
because you had
ich hätte gern ein Bild eines
Pandas. Because you wrote a text that said I would like to have a text of would like to have an image of a panda, and then the program would produce a picture of what you wanted based on the text you've written.
Eine Familie von
I will show a family of models. They are called S-Bird.
Autor des Original Papers, da gibt es diese Website.
They are from the author who wrote the original paper.
Encoder presentation for Transformers.
So the abbreviation comes from Siamese bidirectional encoder representations from Transformers.
Der praktische Vorteil an der Stelle ist aber
the practical advantage is
open source,
und es gibt that it's open source, there's open data models.
Der Code ist open source und die
that means the code is open source
noch für braucht,
and you have a lot of resources available
unter Apache 2 Lizenz,
and it's licensed under the Apache 2 license.
Ich würde sagen, der Tipp an der Stelle ist, die Lizenz ist eher frag einen Anwalt.
But in this case, I would rather say ask a lawyer when you actually have to deal with the license.
Hat sich noch keiner richtig durchgeklagt, es wird noch kein Fall vor Gericht verteidigt.
Because it's still somewhat unclear and there have been no court cases.
Weil man ja kein abgeleitetes Werk erzeugt. Es wird ja
when you generate pictures with this, because no one knows if the generated image is actually yours, legally speaking.
Anteilige Urheberrechte. Sondern es wird ein Zeug, die der ursprüngliche.
So Copyright ist tricky.
Und der andere Vorteil ist, es ist Python.
The
es
ist, other advantage is that it's Python.
Läuft auf einem ganz normalen PC.
It's running on a completely normal computer.
Batteries included. Man kann im Prinzip.
That also means that you have batteries included.
Das werde ich jetzt auch zeigen.
And I'm going to demonstrate this.
Mein erstes embedding.py. Das findet
so we have the script mein erstes embedding.py, so my first embedding.py.
Habe ich die Datei hochgeladen, ansonsten seht ihr sie in voller Länge.
And I've uploaded the file and you can also see that I have the code here on the screen.
Das,
and I also need to install the package sentence transformers.
Also nochmal irgendwie so 400 Megabyte Python.
Which will be an additional 400 megabytes that you need to download.
Die Abhängigkeiten, um nicht alles im Lokal installiert zu haben.
Yeah, you need this additional code.
Diese Datei da.
Then we have the file.
Sind im Prinzip.
Das the first two lines, which are only import statements. The third line
das Modell,
is loading the pre-trained model.
LM L6 runter. Das
so it's downloading the model.
100 Megabyte.
Which is roughly 100 megabytes.
Also bei Linux jetzt in .cache gespeichert.
And it's typically stored in .cache on Linux systems.
Runtergeladen, wenn man
if you have the newest version, then it's typically only downloaded once.
Dass die Datei mehrmals runtergeladen wurde.
But it can happen that the file is being downloaded several times.
Mehrere Sekunden. Dann kann
and then it's taking longer.
Identifier auch den Pfad in .cache nehmen.
Yes, but based on the identifier, you might be able to locate the file in your cache directory.
5 bis 9.
Lines 5 to 9.
Sätze an.
We have sentences.
Die ersten beiden Sätze.
The first two sentences.
Sagen wir Verkehrsverhältnisse.
Are talking about traffic.
Gefahren, sie ist im Taxi im Stau stecken geblieben.
So he used the bus. She was stuck in a traffic jam. And the third sentence is about ordering pizza. And the fourth sentence is completely unrelated.
Ist die eigentliche Magie, wie gesagt.
Line 11 is the actual magic.
Dot encode.
We're calling model.encode.
Normalized embeddings sollte man vielleicht kurz mal im Kopf behalten.
So normalized embeddings is something we will talk about a bit later on.
Ausgegeben. Die Ausgabe davon sieht man da drunter.
So we will see the output from the code. And we see the similarity between the different sentences.
Erster Satz in der mittleren Spalte ist der zweite Satz und rechts ist die Ähnlichkeit.
So we have the similarity on the last column and then we have the indices of the columns in the first and second column.
Die zweitgrößte Ähnlichkeit ist zwischen einer der ersten beiden Sätzen.
Second largest.
Pizza for lunch.
Yes, so when you look at the ordering, you see that the highest similarity is between the first and the second line, so index 1 and index 0,
jetzt habe ich gesagt,
and so on and so forth, if you go down
L6 the list. Geladen. Das ist jetzt war bisher einfach so eine
and I have downloaded this
noch mehr was
model, but there are more finished models that you can download.
Das sind jetzt einfach mal eine Auswahl an.
And this is a selection of models that I've used so far.
This
first model has the advantage that it's very small, just 114 megabytes, and it's fast.
Und das ist auch, gilt als
and it can process a lot of sentences each second.
Aber dann leidet irgendwann die Qualität. Die nächste Modell ist still used
the next
case V1.
Model is Distilius Base Multilingual Case 1.
Die unterstützen angeblich 15 Sprachen auf der.
It allegedly supports 15 languages.
Also keine Ahnung, was die anderen beiden sind, haben sie wohl selbst nicht rausgefunden.
I couldn't actually figure out all the language codes.
Pro Sekunde auf meinem Rechner. Das hängt ab, ne? Also Speicherbedarf.
And it can, yeah, process 19.4 sentences each second.
Machen will, wie groß man eine VM mieten muss. Clipfit L4.
Then there's Clipfit,
das ist,
which is interesting, das, which is a model
Texte verarbeiten kann.
That can process images and text as input
und Texten,
and can tell you how similar a text is to an image and vice versa.
Das ist immer der hinterstehende Code, aber nicht unbedingt die gleichen Gewichte.
But the code in the background does not necessarily use the same weights.
Bilderzeugungsnetzwerk, wo man dann mit
it's an image generation network that generates images.
Kann man dann noch weitere
and on the website here that I link to. You can see more examples. So the first one is a description of the different models. And the second link, yeah, also has information about these things.
Dann wollte ich noch kurz was zeigen. Hier sieht man auf Zeile 11.
So in line 11.
True. Das heißt,
there we have normalized embeddings equals 2.
Embedding vectors ist 1.
That means the length of the individual embeddings vectors is 1.
Länge 1 heißt, wie in diesem Beispiel, was ich hier zeige,
so length of 1 means
eindimensionaler Raum wird reduziert auf eine eindimensionale Kreis.
Two-dimensional room is being projected into a one-dimensional room, which can be represented as a circle.
Freiheitsgrade oder 511 Freiheitsgrade hat, macht keinen großen Unterschied.
And it doesn't actually make much such a big difference if we have like hundreds degrees of freedoms or just 12.
Es gibt keine Ecken, wo
there are no corners.
Deutlich weiter von allen anderen
where points are significantly further away
und than also von diesem Algorithmus ein E fast
yeah further away
braucht man also ist
in a different space
man gewinnt vergleichbare Ausgaben
so you yeah when you normalize you gain comparable
also zum Beispiel noch eine Ebene
points
dann
in smaller spaces.
Normalisieren, weil,
and in general, you want to normalize at the end.
Hat, gekrümmt wird.
Because otherwise, you have a curvature in the data.
Jetzt.
Okay, so.
Ich gehe mal kurz zurück die Zeit.
Okay, I still got a few steps back. So, in line 15, so we see similarity equals np dot of these the two sentences, which means I compare the similarity by a dot product, dot multiplication, meaning scalar product, what I show on the right-hand side here. Usually, you would use the L2 norm, the Euclidean distance.
Ist auf Sphären it, egal.
On spheres, it doesn't really matter, because if you look...
Sowieso schon auf einer Kreisoberfläche.
If you know that everything is on a sphere, already on the surface of a sphere, then both norms, L2 norms and cosine similarity, give you the same order
L2-Norm ist
of distances. And L2 norm is better conditioned for very close values. So if you looked, if you're here at that point, that's the point it is about. And there's another point directly next to that. Then in L2 norm, in the closer, directly orthogonal to the distance. Whereas the scalar product, so if you calculate the scalar product between a point and a close, which is very close, there's only a very low difference here. But this doesn't really matter in practice, because in the kind of data we are looking at here, the distance is quite large, actually. So you'll never be able to generate two sentences which have a similarity of 99.something%.
Ja, scalar product hat eine Rechenoperation weniger.
Scalar product also has less operations, which is probably the same. Most people are using that.
Damit habe ich dann mal.
So, with this, I created some code that takes man pages, so these Linux manual pages, and implements a search algorithm here. Let me just skip through that here. The result is, well, not very convincing. So, what I did.
Die beiden Sätze mal suchen.
I searched for the two different sentences here.
Auf XEV.
And left hand something specifically for XEV. So it was the third result here. Because in most pages, the problem is not that the page I'm searching is the first hit, but your usual problem is that you are not even entering the correct keyword as all. On right hand side for the program hat, it worked rather good as well, but I have to say that all of the other programs here I was looking at with not very trivial descriptions, I wasn't able to find that here.
Die komplette Funktionalität von dem Programm in einer.
Because my guess is that that you never find the full functionality of a program described in just a single sentence here. Yeah, but there is something that works better here, and this is arithmetic with properties here. So there's a classical example here: king minus man plus woman equals queen. So this is from the motivation of word to vec, which is the original embedding of individual words, and the scenario is like that. You transform three individual words into this embedding space, and then you do calculations on that.
King minus embedding from
embedding in this game embedding from king minus embedding of man plus embedding of woman, and then you see what's the result of that, or more precisely, which word in a dictionary is closest to the generated embedding here. And is this queen what we would expect here? And there are some examples in the literature where it didn't work that well, but in our case here, it was mini LM, LZX that I used. It worked pretty well. So I used the whole A spell vocabulary here, which are 126k words. And what you can see here, queen is the first result here, the highest ranked result, capital spelling. But directly after that, there's king already.
Yep.
Could be some small distance, like 1,000th here. So, second column here.
Nehmen wir einfach mal ein bisschen mehr man raus.
Let's subtract a bit more of man and more woman here, and then we see that the distance between queen and king is a lot higher here.
Neue Wörter ein.
And a couple of other words in between, like royal, a gender neutral royalty here. And this calculation also worked with other properties, like Berlin minus Germany plus France, first result is Paris. What we'd expect semantically here? And summer minus hot plus cold equals winter. So I think this worked surprisingly well. What can we do with that? So if you don't really work on semantical here, it's just playing around. It's a toy here. But we can think of something more practical here. So assume you have an e-commerce shop here, an online shop, and the user created an input that you couldn't really work with. But because of the embedding that you're doing as an online shop owner here, it turns out that the next word, the next product here is lamp fixture, but the user might be looking for something that's larger, less convenient and more professional here. So if you are a webshop owner, and if you were to take all these non-hits manually. This is not possible because of the number. You need to do this some way automatically, and these property vectors here, you can do statistics about that, and do some automatic analysis here, and that's what I would like you to carry you through the next couple of more theoretical slides here.
Matrix multiplication, which is according, which is typically not displayed very nicely, but if you want to do it visually, you should write it like this. So you have the left matrix there on the left, and on the top right you have the second matrix, and then you see that it's always the row from the bottom left matrix multiplied by the column from the top right matrix to generate the new matrix C. And then you can say that, yeah, matrix A is a transformation of B. But you can also mirror the values along the diagonal,
transposition,
which is called transposition. So we here we have a transposition of B. And then we also have the transposition of C. There are
wichtige Spezialfälle.
There are special cases for matrices.
So
we have diagonal matrices, a matrix where there's only non-zero values on the diagonal.
Zu den Farben wollte ich sagen, dass diese
Farben, die ich hier verwende, about the colors.
Ist nichts, das hebt nicht die Bedeutung hervor, dieses.
So this is not about the meaning of the cells, but it's about the resistance that is encoded with this color.
Also,
emphasize with this color.
Einträge skaliert von dem Eingabevektor.
This is just the scaling of the input vector.
Auf der Diagonalen bilden.
And then you have the inverse values on the diagonal.
Der andere wichtige Spezialfall sind
Ordnungsmatrizen. The other special case is orthogonal matrices.
Jede andere Spalte ist. Jede Zeile auf jeder anderen Zeile.
So you have rows and columns that have special relationships, so that you see the different values in specific places in a matrix, so that they are actually orthogonal to each other.
Das heißt, entlang der Diagonalen die Matrix.
That means you have a mirroring along the diagonal.
Egal, also diagonale Matrizen sind Längenerhalt.
And diagonal matrices keep the length of the input.
Auch nach der Multiplikation die Länge 1 behalten.
So that means if you have initial length of 1, after the multiplication you still have a length of 1.
Der Singulärwertzerlegung.
And then you have the singularity value partitioning.
Sehr universell.
Which is
gibt aber
very universal.
In der Regel eine schnellere Methode. Also
but there is typically there also exists faster methods.
Funktioniert. Meistens gibt es irgendwie eine Methode, die ein bisschen schneller ist, aber das ist egal.
Sometimes, yeah, you might find something a bit faster, but
und wenn ihr wirklich
we are not, but here in this case we are not
in a
competition.
Während die läuft, euch Gedanken machen, wie es schneller geht.
And if it's really too slow, then you can still think while you're waiting for the result what kind of other algorithm you could use.
Als Multiplikation einer
every matrix can be represented as a multiplication
orthogonalen matrix
of different matrices with another diagonal matrix, which is called the singular value decomposition
API. So, jetzt einfach mal auf ein Beispiel angewendet.
To show an example.
Hier die Matrix A. Die ersten
we have the matrix A.
Sind linear unabhängig voneinander.
The first two lines are linear independent.
Die erste Zeile ist die lineare Kombination der ersten beiden Zeilen.
The fourth line is linear combination of the first two lines. Then we have this singular value decomposition. And we see in the matrix sigma that there are only two entries that are non-zero.
Dass es nur zwei unabhängige Zeilen gibt.
That means there's only two independent rows.
Die letzten beiden Zeilen von Sigma und die letzte Spalte von Sigma 0 ist.
Because the last column and row of Sigma are zero.
Und die letzten Spalten.
That also has consequences for the V star matrix.
Das heißt, man kann die Matrizen reduzieren auf
which means we can
oberen linken Bereich.
Reduce the matrices.
Jetzt kann man da noch nicht direkt erkennen, was das mit
you can't
A zu tun hat, aber
directly see what this has to do with A.
Sigma Schlange und V Schlange Stern.
For example, if you multiply Sigma Snake and V Star Snake,
auch dann
you see this. Sigma tilde.
Man sieht schon hier, die Einträge an U-Schlange sind beide gleich.
And you see, okay, these two entries are the same.
Diese beiden Einträge müssen hinterher multipliziert
These two entries have to result, if you add them together, have to be zero.
Ja, was kann man da also mit Texten machen?
What can you do with texts for the singular value decomposition? I've taken two news articles,
die ich hier auf den Folien habe.
And I have these sentences from the news, and I've taken these sentences and put it into the model, and I didn't do any tagging, and did a singular value decomposition with the input.
Im Prinzip Zeile für Zeile,
when you process line for line in the matrix, as an embedding,
gibt sich dann in der Matrix V Stern,
then you get in the matrix V star,
die Bedeutungsachsen im Text. Das heißt,
meaning of, yeah, the meaning of the input.
Bedeutungsrichtungen, also Bedeutungsausprägungen, die man.
You basically get the direction of the meaning. Sigma
oft
shows
oder
how frequently
vorkommen.
Und the meaning occurs in the original text,
an wie sehr in dem die Bedeutung vorhanden ist, die durch V Stern repräsentiert wird.
Then you see how frequently this meaning occurs. In this example, we have
die Bedeutungsachsen von V,
two meaning axes
V0 und V1,
of V0 and V1.
Zeilen von V. Ja.
So
müssten Zeilen von V sein.
So it should be the rows of V.
Einfach im Code gucken, den ich den.
Otherwise check the code if this is not the rows of V.
Zeilen V0 und V1.
So we have the rows of V1 and V0.
Wohl die Assange und Fischstäbchen zu trennen. Also warum habe ich
so they seem to separate Julian Assange and Fish Fingers
miteinander zu tun haben.
And we know that those two don't have anything to do with each other.
Unabhängig sind in diesem Vektor.
Genau, so we see that they are independent in this vector space.
Transformation. Der Ursprung ist verschoben einfach, weil naja.
After the transformation, the origin is moved, but you still see.
Und hierüber,
so you see here the origin.
Und hierüber ist die Julian Assange Richtung.
Also and you see those two directions for each meaning, for the Julian Assange meaning and the Fish Fingers meaning.
Einem Satz, der transformiert wurde. Man sieht aber auch anschließend Dimension V2.
But you also see dimension V2.
Wenn man sich also das anguckt.
So if you look at this, this first dimension, you could say that
man hat hier zwei Vektoren,
that you have two vectors here going into this direction and that direction here, which are rather orthogonal to each other. And here, up here, in the origin, and there is something like meaninglessness. So if you look at the sentence here, like this one here, sentence 6, the problem is not very complex. So this could be about every problem here, or sentence 7. But it doesn't look like that in this moment. So this could basically put into every a single place in an article and it would still fit in. It wouldn't change the meaning in any way. But opposed to that, sentence 1 here, which is sent about
Fischstäbchen geht schon gar nicht mehr.
Assange expedition request by the US could any worse than that. Or this one here with a fish fingers producer, the fish comes basically from the United States. So it's just basically at the end of this vector here, because it's very, very specific to this topic.
So.
Okay, so we have some, we recognize as blue and as red arrow, we have these semantic vectors, these meaning vectors, but we have to do this manually, but I want the computer to do this, so we take this encoding, add meaning matrix encoding here. So we take the encoding to a matrix, multiply this by an extraction matrix and get a unique vector here, which says in the first place here, it says it's about Julian Assange. Second place, it's about fish fingers. And the third one is about anything else. And if you do this just with your training data, writing down, and what comes out is that after this calculation,
trainings embeddings,
that
the pseudo inverse bilden muss,
that you basically have to create the pseudo inverse of the embeddings from the training and multiply this with the expected vectors, and then you get the matrix that you want here. So in code it looks like this here. solve as minus f1 dot pi you find on the website for the for this talk here. So on the top here I have the training data with the properties I want to assign to them. And next couple of lines we have the separation here, and here we have the we can calculate the embedding in line 28.
Und dann habe ich hier neue Sätze.
And then I have some new sentences here, and with those I would like to test. I would like to evaluate whether all of this works here. But here I don't take the whole embedding, but the upper left subspace here, because if you just take the full embedding, you'll get some case of overfitting. So the eight dimensions we have here would be except representation of the input data. And if I would
Landet man, also overfitting is a problem.
So overfitting is a problem here. So I did this here for a reduced number of numbers. So full length here, six dimensions and three dimensions. And this worked pretty well. So here on front, this is Assange-ness, this is fish fingerness. And this is
den Blabla Anteil in dem Satz.
This is Blabla. And what you can see here is that in each case here, in each sentence, the largest value by far is the coordinate that is assigned correctly. But I think with six dimensions it works even better than with eight, because the distance to second place is a lot larger here. It's a bit larger here.
Es gab sogar mit drei Vektoren.
So it even works with a dimension of three, with three vectors, but you can't go smaller than that, because we want to get three numbers out of that, and if we have less numbers there, it doesn't work. So if you define your properties, you need to be careful here. So I didn't check all of that. So that's how I would approach other kind of data I'd like to map. So be close to zero, no large offsets here. If you would like to separate different topics here, then maybe use one hot encoding here. So one coordinate for each topic, instead of trying to map them in some other way. Compress the value range. You have to just play around, try things out. And if it really doesn't work like that, then just try something else.
So last
slide here with contact information and references. Let me briefly go through the references. Hugging Face.co is like kind of GitHub for machine learning. It's a magnificent website here. It's a great website. You can just have a look at that. I have this scenario and this problem here, and you can immediately get the right model for that, some example applications for that. You see the licenses, you know which data those are trained from and by whom. You can directly download that. And there's something like 10 lines of Python. You can directly try these models out. Esbert.net is the website of the code I presented here, which is rather static, hasn't really changed much since 2020, but very good introduction point here. More for beginners than what you typically find at Hugging Face. The massive text embedding benchmark is some kind of high score for text embeddings. You can have a look at that, what's currently state of the art, what's currently bleeding edge, but sometimes the embeddings behind this are just huge, like 6 gigabytes of RAM, something like that. So not really practical in some cases. And then, of course, the Pretox link here, as long as this website still is. So you are going to find the code that I presented here. So, and that's it for me.
Thank you very much, MRQ, for your introduction to this topic, and also the nice examples that you provided between Julian Assange and Fish Fingers. I'm sure there are also a lot of other applications. We have one question. The question that we have is about artificial neural networks. You mentioned at the beginning. So, yeah, yes, so.
Dass die Eingabe von einzelnen Buchstaben nicht gut funktioniert.
You said that entering individual letters did not work well. So would it be better if we used whole syllables so that you also have the pronunciation?
Yes, this is what tokenizing means, actually. So what you take as an input at artificial neural network is the first step is outside of the network here is tokenizing. So you the text is split into smaller segments, smaller parts here, depending on the language. It's, for example, one character with Chinese characters. With germs, it's typically something like syllables, and they are mapped to tokens. I didn't specifically see syllables. It would be possible, but I haven't seen this so far. So first step is tokenizing, and then is a very broad, a very large vector, something like 10,000 dimensionality, which is then reduced in a next couple of steps in the ANN.
Okay, super. There are some examples that are online, which are also linked. So if you are interested in this, you can. You're invited to look at these examples online. There are no further questions on the internet from the internet. And therefore, I would just like to say thank you for everyone behind the scenes working on the tech. Working on the infrastructure for the Signal Angel and our speaker.